It's Thursday. I'm Carl Azus. This is CNN Student News, bringing global headlines to middle and high school classrooms around the world. Today, we're starting in the Middle East. Fighting in Syria has been going on for almost 2 years, but it could stop tomorrow, maybe just for a little bit. It's part of a ceasefire proposal that members of the Syrian government and the rebels fighting them say they agree to in principle. Now, in principle and in reality are two different things. There was a ceasefire in Syria back in April, but it barely lasted a day. This one was the idea of a United Nations representative who's trying to work on a solution to the fighting. Tomorrow is the start of the Muslim holiday called Eid al-Adha. It lasts for several days. The question is, will the proposed ceasefire last that long, if it happens at all? Our next headline takes us from the Middle East to the Caribbean Sea. Storm named Sandy is moving through the area. It became a hurricane yesterday with wind speeds of around 80 miles per hour, and it was on a path to hit the island of Jamaica. People there and across the Caribbean were warned to get ready for Sandy. There are concerns that it could cause destructive waves and mudslides. Forecasts predicted that after Jamaica, the hurricane would head toward Cuba and the Bahamas. It's not expected to hit the United States.
Today's first shout-out goes out to Mrs. Jimenez's math classes at Cesar Chavez Academy in Denver, Colorado. Which of these political parties has won a U.S. presidential election? Here we go. Is it the Reform Party, Green Party, Libertarian Party, or Whig Party? You've got 3 seconds. Go. There have been 4 U.S. presidents who were members of the Whig Party. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
You mostly hear about the Republican and Democratic parties, but as you saw, there are other political parties in the United States. There have been throughout the country's history, like the Whigs back in the 1800s. These days, other parties are usually referred to as third parties. This year's third-party presidential candidates weren't part of the debates between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney, but they got together for their own debate this week in Chicago. Here's a rundown of those candidates and the parties they represent. Former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson, he's the presidential nominee for the Libertarian Party. Jill Stein, who once ran for governor of Massachusetts against Mitt Romney, is the nominee for the Green Party. Virgil Good, a former U.S. congressman from Virginia, is the presidential nominee for the Constitution Party. And Rocky Anderson, the former mayor of Salt Lake City, Utah, is the nominee for the Justice Party. One of the big issues for these third-party candidates is ballot access. Other than write-in votes, people can only vote for these candidates if their names are on the ballot, and that varies from state to state for each of these parties. Jobs, economy, education, issues that all of those candidates, the major candidates, most voters, everybody's focused on them. A new national survey shows they're what you're concerned about, too. Junior Achievement spoke to more than 700 Americans ages 14 to 17 and found the two top concerns among them are jobs and the economy. Many students are worried they'll have trouble finding a job after finishing school. 64% say education is up there. 32% mentioned health care. The survey showed that teens were almost evenly split about whom they'd vote for, but 57% said the candidates were more concerned with winning than listening to what Americans thought. What would your top concern be? Tell us on our blog today, CNNStudentNews.com.